Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't solve it, just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Ah, yeah. It's not what the people want, but it's what they need.
All right, Jeanette is from Boston. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Jeanette just finished a What? Cleaning what?
I just finished cleaning the snow off my car.
Oh, it said cleansing in my notes. I was like, you did a snow cleansing? What's that?
Could be a spiritual experience.
All right. All right. You have to go to work today, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Annie. You're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, I don't know what Annie's record is.
She literally hops out of the studio. It's different than Kennedy.
Yeah, she's over there in that soundproof booth. She cannot hear anything that is happening right now. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Radio stations all across America started playing Christmas music over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Name Mariah Carey's holiday classic.
Oh, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
A few extra words in there, but I'll give it to you. Question number two. It's Britney Spears' birthday today. Is the pop star in her 30s or 40s?
Ooh, 40s.
By the way, also my wife's birthday today.
Oh, we don't do birthday shout-outs.
That's right, we don't. Question number three. The Pussycat Dolls reunited for the first time in a decade for Britain's X Factor. Lead singer of the group, Nicole Scherzinger, is currently a judge on which Fox singing show?
Wait, who is currently a judge?
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Scherzinger?
Yep.
The Masked Singer?
Question number four. Frozen 2 didn't slow down in its second weekend at the box office, raking in another $124 million over the five-day holiday weekend. That is a Thanksgiving Day record. What is the name of the kingdom Anna, and Elsa are royalty in?
Arendelle.
Question number five. Billy Dee Williams announced over the weekend that he identifies as gender fluid and says he sees himself as, quote, feminine as well as masculine. In the Star Wars universe, which character does he portray?
Who is it?
Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Anakin. I don't know.
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
Did you wipe the hood off of your car? Because I hate people who drive down the highway with a snow full of hood. Hood full of snow.
Oh, I hate
did you wipe the hood off your car?
I'm doing great today.
Yes, I did.
Gotta get the hood off.
We've been off for 5 days. We're a little out of it.
I'm so out of it, dude.
It's a little awkward in here at this point. I'm not going to
lie. We're doing the best we can.
We are here. Then we made it. So I have three out of five correct, okay?
Go ahead,
three
Jeanette.
Out of five correct. I was a little liberal with the scoring, Annie. I hope
Shocking.
You don't mind. Here we go. Question number one. These are tough. Radio stations all across America started playing Christmas music over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Name the Mariah Carey holiday classic.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, it's just All I Want for Christmas, but I'll give you that. I gave that to her as well. Tied to one. Question number two. Britney Spears' birthday today. Is the pop star in her 30s or 40s?
30s.
38. That is correct.
Oh.
2-1. Question number three. Pussycat Dolls reunited for the first time
yes.
in a decade for Britain's X Factor. Lead singer of the group, Nicole Scherzinger, is currently a judge on which Fox singing show?
Fox singing show?
Yes. Yes.
Is it?
There's so many shows now.
It's not The Masked Singer, is it?
That is correct. That's a good guess. 3-2. Question number four. Frozen 2 didn't slow down at its second weekend, raking in $124 million over the five-day holiday weekend. I think it's like the most successful animated movie of all time.
I've seen it twice.
Yeah. What is the name of the kingdom Anna and Elsa are royalty in?
Our friendship is on the line.
It begins with an A. It's like Aldergan or something. What is it?
Algeria.
Yes. Arendelle.
Arendelle. Come on.
Wow. All right. It is 3-3. Going to the final question. Billy Dee Williams announced over the weekend that he identifies as gender fluid and says he sees himself as and I quote, feminine as well as masculine. In the Star Wars universe, which character does Williams portray?
I have no idea.
Okay. Lando Calrissian.
Of course.
Is the correct answer. But you get the win anyway, Annie, with a 3-3 tie. Nice job. I'm sorry. You do not get the $100, Jeanette, but I do have a $50 gift card to Wilson Farm in Lexington. Beautiful holiday start at Wilson Farm. From trees and wreaths to meats, produce, and desserts, you enjoy that $50 gift card, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day at work. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name is Jeanette from Boston, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, Boston. Let's kick it.
Problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying.
All right, I want to say good morning to Cherie from Nashua. Good morning, Cherie.
Good morning,
girl.
Cherie is actually on her way home from working as a physician's assistant. And as I understand it, you are also running the marathon for Dana-Farber like Annie.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm excited.
That was honestly the reason I called in. It was, I heard that you were doing this, so I was like, oh, I got a call.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
That is very nice of you to do that.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm psyched for you.
You should text me in a link to your fundraising page, and we'll share that with everybody to
Absolutely.
Help you out a little bit, okay?
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
All right. Go ahead and kick Annie out of the studio, please, Cherie.
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Cherie.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, I don't know how many wins and losses Annie has. We haven't kept track of that.
Yeah, we don't have an Annie board.
We need an Annie board. It's a very small board somewhere nearby. I don't know.
Small but feisty.
Yes. And so now Annie is gone. She's over in that soundproof studio. Cannot hear anything that happens. All you know is you can't tie her. You have to beat her. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
Question number one. 21 years ago today, 1997, was the release of which movie written by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck that won them the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay and Robin Williams the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor?
Good Will Hunting.
Question number two. Millie Bobby Brown is making at least $7 million for her next movie, Enola Holmes, and it could be more depending on the box office performance. Her popularity skyrocketed when she joined the cast of Stranger Things. What is her character's name on that show?
Oh, don't watch that show. Not sure.
Okay, question number three. Xfinity released a 4-minute ad where E.T. returns to Earth and interacts with Elliot again 37 years later. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial.
Question number four. The Martin Scorsese film The Irishman. Officially hit Netflix. It stars Robert De Niro as a mob hitman, Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa, and this famous mob movie actor as the boss, who recently became very popular because he has a new album. What is his name?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I don't know that one either.
All right, question number five. Comedian and actress Sarah Silverman, turning 49 years old today. Silverman dated which current late-night TV host in the early 2000s?
I'll take a guess here and say Seth Meyers.
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
Annie Dow here. All right, welcome back, kid.
Thank you.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, kid, what up?
Cherie got 2 out of 5.
Okay, girl.
These are hard. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Could be better, but...
21 years ago today, in 1997, was the release of which movie, written by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, that won them the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay and Robin Williams the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor?
Good Will Hunting.
Tied to 1. Question number 2. Millie Bobby Brown making at least $7 million for her next movie, Enola Holmes.
It's not bad when you don't have a license yet.
Are you kidding me?
She became very popular when she joined the cast of Stranger Things. What is the name of her character on that show?
11.
2-1. Question number 3. Xfinity released a 4-minute ad where E.T. returns to Earth and interacts with Elliot again 37 years later. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial. Did you see that commercial?
No. Is it good?
You're going to cry.
Elliot.
It's like you came back. I'm like, you didn't come
back. I'm crying right now thinking about it. 3-2. Question number 4. The Martin Scorsese film The Irishman officially hit Netflix. It stars Robert De Niro as a mob hitman, Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa, and this famous mob movie actor as the boss, who recently just became very popular because he released a new album. What is his name?
Oh, what is his name? Is it Joe Pesci?
More importantly, he's a wet bandit.
He is a wet bandit.
Let's go.
That's his best
role. That time
ever.
Of year.
That's right. 4-2. Question number 5. Comedian and actress Sarah Silverman turning 49 today. Sarah dated which current late night TV host in the early 2000s?
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel is the correct.
She did?
4-2 is.
For years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, they were. Yeah, a long time thing. Well, Sheree, I'm sorry you don't get the win, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to Edaville Family Theme Park. The Festival of Lights is now open with unlimited rides and attractions, including Thomasland, and you can visit SantaEdaville.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, don't forget to text us that link, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And what do you want to say to Annie before you go?
Annie, congrats on running the marathon, but I'm Sheree from Nashua, and I can't beat Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Yo, Boston. Let's kick it.
Can't ace Annie.
If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we really mailed that one in.
Wow. All right, Alexa is from Tingsboro. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing pretty good, pretty good. You are a coordinator at a place that you don't want to name? Well, that's good information. That's good information. She's a coordinator someplace.
You must have got a lot of snow.
I am.
Yeah. Was there a lot of snow?
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
We definitely got over a foot. It was a nightmare getting out of my driveway.
Isn't that crazy? Annie's like, they had nothing down the South Shore.
It like snowed, but everything, it was raining this morning, so I didn't even notice.
Mm. Oh my God, girl, you got so lucky.
All right, Alexa, will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Alexa.
Thank you.
Are you just like miserable after that stupid device came out? And all the jokes that people now make every time they meet you?
Yes. So my best friend, she lives upstairs, and she hates it because every time one of her kids say my name, the Alexa goes, yes, or starts like freaking out, and she hates it.
Must be so annoying. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win the $100. You tie, you lose. Annie is now over there in that soundproof studio, cannot hear any of these questions. Question number 1, a big letdown for all those local fans out there is Madonna had to cancel several shows in Boston because of overwhelming pain. But you can still catch which musical icon when her All I Want for Christmas tour rolls into town on December 13th?
Mariah Carey.
Question number 2, Drake is texting 17-year-old Billie Eilish and people are a little disturbed, especially because he's 33.
It's a no for me, dog.
And last year, he was texting 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown. Which teen drama television show did Drake get his start on back in the day?
Degrassi.
Question number 3. The Bengals beat the Jets to win their first game of the season, which is good news for a fan who said he would live on his roof until they won their first game. He can actually come down now.
Thank God, it's getting cold.
Which city do the Bengals play in?
Oh, my God. I'm going to play a video.
What'd you say? Yeah, we're losing you a little bit. Question number 4, Parks and Rec tops the list. Hey, Alexa.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Okay, good. Did you give an answer for that last one?
I just said I was going to have to pass. I had no idea.
All right, question number 4, Parks and Rec tops the list of the 10 best TV shows of the decade. Who did Amy Poehler play on the show?
I've never seen the show.
I just started last week.
It's a classic.
It's actually really good. Question.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it.
Breaking news. Parks and Rec is good. Question number five. Jonathan Scott is thankful for the quote, incredibly fun-loving people and puppies in his life, including his girlfriend, Zooey Deschanel. Jonathan Scott stars on which HGTV show?
No idea. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie, that is literally the only channel that is ever on in my living room.
Oh, yeah. Your parents love it.
Oh, yeah. My mother.
All right. Alexa got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, Alexa.
These are tough. You ready, Annie?
I'm ready.
A big letdown for all those local fans out there is Madonna had to cancel several shows, including her ones in Boston. But not to worry, there's another musical icon coming into town with her All I Want for Christmas tour, December 13th. Who is that?
Mariah Carey.
Tied to one. Question number two. Drake is texting 17-year-old Billie Eilish. People are a little disturbed about that.
Need to calm down.
Especially he's 33, and last year he was texting 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown. Which teen drama television show did Drake get a star in back in the day?
Degrassi. Jimmy from Degrassi, man.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. The Bengals beat the Jets. It was their first win of the season, which means that fan that pledged to live on his roof can finally come down.
Oh, that poor guy.
Which city do the Bengals play in?
Cincinnati.
3-2. Question number 4. Parks and Rec tops the list of 10 best TV shows of the decade. Who did Amy Poehler play on the show?
What is her name?
No, I asked you first.
I don't know. All I can think of is Sue Heck, and that's from the middle.
Leslie, nope.
Of course.
3-2. Question number 5. Jonathan Scott is thankful for the, and I quote, incredibly fun-loving people and puppies in his life, including his girlfriend Zooey Deschanel. Jonathan Scott stars on which HGTV show?
Property Brothers.
Yes, that is
Let's go.
Nice job, Annie. Nice
Thank
job.
Thank you.
4-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Alexa, you don't get the cash, but I do have four tickets to Urban Nutcracker returning to the Box Center Super Theater December 19th to the 28th. You can buy your tickets at boxcenter.org, but you don't have to buy them. You got them for free, okay?
Oh, thank you.
What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name's Alexa from Tingsboro, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.